A wind of change, of modernization, in fact, swept Quebec in the 1970s, and Gaspé was not immune to its effects.
The creation of a new conservation park, known as Forillon National Park, led to the expropriation of the 300 families living in the soon-to-be-protected area. The methods employed by park administration were more than questionable and left a bad taste in the mouths of those who were expropriated. A song was even written about the tragedy.
Ils sont venus tout chambardés, marcher, mesurer, arpenter. Paraît qu'on va tout bulldozer, Ottawa y en ont parlé. Le Québec aussi a accepté, et dire qu'il faudra tout quitter, pays, maison, parents, amis, et dire adieu en Gaspésie.
In the heart of town, many a symbol of the past fell to the wrecking ball and the jackhammer. The upheaval made room for a new road network that, while undeniably more efficient, is far less picturesque.
The massive reconfiguration project, spearheaded by Quebec's Department of Transportation, completely wiped out a large number of historic buildings on O'Hara's Point. Even the point itself has been almost completely swallowed up by the boulevard. The only trace of Jacques Cartier that remains here is the shopping mall that bears his name, whose vast parking lot is now a part of the so-called landscape. But modernization was not all that changed the face of the town. A devastating fire completely destroyed two ships under construction at the Sandy Beach shipyard. The acting fire chief at the time of the blaze was utterly overcome.
Oh, geez, Louise, when is it going to end? Seems like we've been going at this non-stop for 10 years now. Last year was the Old Christ the King Monastery that went up in smoke. 3 years earlier, in 75, it was the hotels. The old Battery Park Hotel went up around New Year's, January 2nd, I believe it was. Then Hotel Baker burns down on July 31st. I'll never forget that one. Nearly cost me my life. Almost seems like it goes in cycles, every 3 years. Because back in 72, in January again, the 31st, I think, the old Robin Jones and Whitman Company buildings on O'Hara's Point burned down too. Apparently, the furnace exploded. Then there was the fire at the Auberge Dupont in March of 72. That was a doozy. We didn't manage to save the Continental Store or Gagnon's Pharmacy. Good grief. If you ask me, all these blasted fires are the work of the devil. Hell of a way to win friends.
Many historic buildings were lost during the 1970s. Some were torn down without a moment's hesitation in the name of progress. Others were lost in fires or due to simple neglect. What a shame. Along with those whose fate has already been mentioned, Fort Ramsey, the Morin Hotel, and Gaspé's first hospital were also lost forever.